This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Sunday, June 29, 2008. God the Composer. The scripture is Deuteronomy 31, verse 19. Write down this song, and teach it to the Israelites, and have them sing it. In this compelling section of Deuteronomy, God tells Moses to write out a song and to teach it to the people. In this picture, God is the composer, and Moses is the music publisher and choir director. The resulting song, as Moses later says, is a lot more than just idle words. The words of this song, Moses tells the people, are your life. I encourage you to take some time on this Sunday to read the entire song text. You'll find it in Deuteronomy 32, verses 1 through 43. It's filled with soaring lines of praise, as well as stern warnings about idolatry. It's a song that helps us realize that when we sing, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow," that that's another way of denying all other gods from whom no blessings flow. When we sing songs, they are usually songs written by other people, some of whom we might even know. And that's good. We have much to share and learn in this way, making use and being blessed through the musical gifts God has given. But it is a mighty thing to sing a song written by none less than the Creator of the universe. This is a weighty song, full of glory and full of truth. How magnificent that this God would welcome us into His choir. Would you pray with me? God of grace, from whom all blessings flow, give us the resolve to sing the weighty and wonderful words that clearly acknowledge You as the one God worthy of praise. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.